how to see, hear, and feel spirits, angels, and demons. Let's get into it. So a lot of you on Instagram wanted to know, how in the world do you even do this? It is super simple, but it does take a while to actually develop. So honestly, the simple and short answer is ask. So like, I believe in God, I believe in Jesus, and so that's who I pray to. Like, that's the higher power I pray to. I'm not going to judge you if you pray to somebody else, but whoever you pray to, ask. Like, it's really that simple. However, I have learned many, many things over the years, and one of those things is, if it's always on, it's completely exhausting, because seeing, hearing, feeling these spirits, demons, angels all day, every day, is overwhelming and exhausting. It's just not a fun place to be. So I have learned how to turn it on and off. So I would recommend learning how to turn it off just as well as you learn how to turn it on. that's something to note. Typically now, I just, because basically, like, I was praying this all the time. Now I basically just, I'm like, I don't want to see any, like, and like, to the point where, like, I didn't even have to pray it anymore, and it was just seeing it all the time. And I was like, okay, this is too much. So I'm like, only show me if I'm in danger, or like, if I'm in a setting, like if I'm at church or something, like, I'll ask to see what's going on, or like specific settings, I'll be like, and now, like, if I go to these abandoned places or just like urban exploring, basically, and I'm doing a video, I'll ask, like, what's going on here. But otherwise I typically don't ask. I typically don't ask what's going on, what's going on in spirit. So, and I actually have prayed. I typically don't have to pray this anymore, but, like, typically I have prayed, like, just don't show me these things unless I really need to know, because unless I'm in danger, like, then you need to show me. Like the time I was dog sitting, which, if this video is not out yet, it will be soon. March, the Monday between March 4th and 18th, whatever Monday that is, the 11th, I think, this story will be out. But the time I was dog sitting, and I was so terrified. I was there for almost 2 weeks, and the first, like, 4 days, I was so terrified. I was, like, not getting sleep. And I've never been so scared in my life, and for no reason whatsoever. And basically, I got to the point where I realized what was happening, and I had to pray to be like, okay, what's going on here? And the house was filled, absolutely filled with demons. So I had to do a lot of warfare. And that's something I've learned as well. When I get to the point of needing to do something, usually, typically, just do it in my house. If I'm somewhere else, I don't typically get rid of anything. Typically I don't even bother with it. I just let it go. Now, if I'm staying in a place, normally, I made a mistake then, and that was, I cast all these demons to the pits of hell, never return. Typically, in somebody else's place or somewhere else, I wouldn't cast things out. I would just bind them if I had to, or I would just leave them alone. Now I'll get into the difference between binding and casting out here in a minute. But basically, I made that mistake, and we're no longer friends, and I can't tell you for sure, because, like, seemingly nothing happened, but it was, like, right after this, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's what that like, whether it was intentional or where, I don't think she was aware of it, but, like, I feel like it was really connected to that, because I think she summoned them, whether she, again, like, it may not have been into, because she was a Christian, and we were really good friends, so I did the wrong thing, and what I normally don't do, and that was cast these things out of her house instead of just binding them, because I was like, while I'm here, I have authority, and, when you do that, you can cause problems for the other person. You can cause problems for yourself. There's just so many things. And it can be super intense and exhausting because things can follow you. That's another thing you gotta watch out for. Like, there's things that can follow you and get off of them and attach to you. Like, you kind of have to have some understanding of what you're doing, and some practice before you try and do those things, because otherwise you can make things actually worse for you and the other person. Or if somebody's practicing dark magic, they may actually want the demons broken off of them, because they know that if the demons come back, they're going to be a lot stronger and bigger, and they're going to have more power. So I'm also careful who I pray over when they want something like that done. Because I don't want to give that power to the wrong people, but also, like, I don't want to make anybody's life harder, including mine or other people's. So, so basically you just ask. But when you're starting off, like, find people who know how to see in the spirit realm and ask them their ways and get some guidance from them, because it's going to be, A, it's going to be easier for you to learn that way, and B, it's going to be a lot safer for you to learn that way as well. You're not going to be in problem situations that you don't know how to get out of. You're not going to end up with demons in your house that you have no idea how to get rid of, probably. So, be safe and, like, get people, find people, even if it's on the internet, find people who also can see in the spirit realm and have some experience under the belt. So that if you do, even if you do get into a situation, maybe they can help you figure out how to get out of the situation. And also, like, whatever you do, like, protect yourself. So for me, that just basically means, like, praying prayers of protection. Usually that's typically all I have to do. Sometimes if I know I'm, like, really in danger, I'll pray in some angels of protection, because that's another thing I can do. I can release angels, either to be with me, to be with somebody else, or to fight for me when I don't have the energy to fight the demons or whatever. So, what was I saying? Yes. So surround yourself with people who have some experience and can help guide you, because otherwise it could be dangerous. And so that is why too, like, when I was first starting out, man, I had seen people possessed and just, like, immediately wanted to help them, obviously, so prayed over them, and then, like, it just kept getting worse and worse, and I didn't understand, and now I understand why it was getting worse, because that person wasn't actually ready to let go of them, so, like, we would break them off, and they'd come back, and they were bigger and stronger, and so it was just so much worse for the person, and just, there's just, like, so many things that I've learned the hard way, unfortunately making a lot of mistakes. Or if I, like, want to know about people, like, whether or not they're safe people, whether or not they're trustworthy people, and obviously this doesn't always, because, like, not everybody wants to know everybody's business all the time, you know, but, like, I just ask, like, hey, what about this person? Or if somebody, like, I feel like somebody needs some encouragement, I'm like, what can I ask to encourage this person? So it's kind of the same concept, whether I'm, like, seeing into the spirit realm or prophesying, or some people would call it psychic, I guess. And that's how it works for me. Some people it works differently for. So this is, like, how my process goes. I definitely, definitely, definitely recommend getting around people who, I know I've said this multiple times already, but, like, who also see in the spirit realm and know how to navigate that, because it just makes things a lot safer and easier. Normally if I am just in a place visiting, I typically, if I see spirits, I don't do anything with them unless they're trying to harm me. Then I will get it away from me or just, like, ask. Typically the first place I'll go if I feel like a spirit is trying to get at me that I don't want to get at me, first of all, make sure to let it know it's not gonna follow me, it's not gonna attach to me, and then pray, like, for that protection. Second thing, if it's trying to get to me, is I will pray an angel to protect me. If it isn't really working, then I'll give that angel permission to like fight it off. Because if it's going to attack you, if it doesn't respect your boundaries, it's really not something that you really want around. Maybe I'll walk the other direction. See, there are people coming and they probably don't want to hear about this. So boundaries are important in the spirit realm as well. So knowing how to set those boundaries, basically me, it's just like prayer. Like, this is my boundary. Like, don't touch me. Don't freaking touch me. I can't. I've been touched before many times. And I'm like, no, that is something that I cannot deal with. Like, don't touch me. So that is a big, strong boundary of mine. And don't follow me out of here either. Setting boundaries is just important with spirits as with people. So, and like a lot of times it's like just a quick prayer in my mind. When I first started out, the prayers had to be a lot longer and a lot more in depth and a lot more focused. Like now I can usually just like quick say it and I'm good to go. But again, like all this stuff comes with experience too. And like just practicing and doing these things. So if I'm actually staying at the place, so like if I'm in a hotel or a friend's house or something like that, and I'm staying there, typically what I do is I won't, if I see demons or whatever, anything evil, I won't cast it out. I won't get rid of it. What I'll do is I'll bind it. So basically it won't have permission to like leave the spot that I bind it to or do anything. It would basically be powerless until I leave, and then it can go back to whatever it was doing. Because like I said, you can make things a lot harder on whoever, like if it's a friend you're staying with, you can make things a lot harder on them if they brought them in, even if they're unaware of it, they brought them in and weren't really ready to let go. And you can make things harder on yourself if you're casting all these things out and getting rid of all these things when it takes a lot of energy and a lot of effort and a lot of resources to be able to do it. And we're human, so that means that though that energy, resources, and effort is limited, it's not limitless. Which is why, if I am in a position where, like my friend's house, which again, this was a mistake, but when I stayed in my friend's house and the demons were all over the place that I couldn't sleep, I didn't have the energy. There was so much activity. And I was running on no sleep, basically. I was running on, like, 2 hours of sleep in 4 days or something like that. It was insane. Because of that, I didn't have the energy to fight anything off. So I was, like, because when you sit there and try and fight these things off, it is a much lengthier process. It takes a lot more energy. I will typically just pray in and release angels to fight for me when I really need something like that. And I'm like, even in my house, and I'm like, I don't have the energy to fight off all this. Normally, if it's in my house, it's not a big deal. It's something that I can pretty easily fight off because I keep my house pretty clean as far as spirit realm goes. Now physically was a whole different story, but we won't talk about that. So as far as like the spirit realm, it's usually something pretty easy to get rid of, if something does get in. So it's not usually a big deal. Whereas if somebody else's house and I don't have the energy to fight and I need to, I call in angels to fight for me. Like when all that happened, I like called in these angels to fight. I like sent them into all the corners of the houses and to fight these demons and the yard and all this stuff. And then check back a couple hours later, see where things were. And then that particular situation, it was like maybe half-ish gone in a couple of hours. And then it was like 4 or 5 hours. I checked back in, and then it was pretty much clear. There were still a few like pretty powerful things, but like it was pretty clear. And what I mean by that is like, I go, okay, what is going on in this room spiritually? And then I look around the room, and then I could see what's going on. And when I'm done, I'm like, okay, I don't want to see what's going on anymore. I move on. That's how I do. It's literally just asking, but it does take a while to develop that gift and get to the place where you can ask and see, or ask and feel or whatever. Like I said, it's a combination of, I feel things really, really strongly, but I can see things too. And again, it takes a while to develop these gifts, and that's okay. It's a learning process. So binding things, that doesn't like cut the spirit off, but the time you bind it for, whatever, it loses its power. And binding things doesn't last forever. Like for me, I'm like, I bind this until I leave, like whatever. But like if you just bind it with no like timeline, it eventually like wears off. It's not the same as like casting it out. When you cast it out, it's gone and it doesn't come back unless you don't do it the right way. Cause there is a right and wrong way to do it. But I hope this is answering some of your questions and this is helping it make sense. Cause I really want to help make the spirit realm less scary and B, like demystify these things that are actually like pretty simple, but we've like seemed to overcomplicate for some reason. It's really just as simple as protecting your, like asking for protection and just asking to see what's going on or whatever. But yeah, like binding just it's not as powerful as casting it out because the thing is still there. It just doesn't have any power while it's bound. It's kind of like, somebody's hands and feet being tied and their tape over their mouth. They're still there and they're going to get out of that at some point. But while their hands and feet are tied to the chair and their chair is probably a bad example because you can kind of move chair, but whatever, I don't do this to people, so I don't know. But like while their hands and feet are tied up and their mouth is covered, they really don't have much power of being able to do anything. So they really aren't a threat. You know, they're there, but they're really not a threat. And it's kind of how it works in the spirit realm as well. Like, you know it's there, but it's not a threat to you. And so that just keeps me safe when I go places. And I ask, like, I travel alone, you know, a lot. Well, I travel with people too, but like I travel alone a lot. And I just, that's how, is I can feel things that are going on. And if I feel like it's unsafe, I won't go there. Or if I'm there already, I'll leave. And I'll be like, can I go over that area? Like, is it going to be safe? Like, just ask. That's how. It's that simple. Again, it takes time to develop. It takes a lot of practice to develop, but is super simple. So like if it's my own house, I cast things out, like whatever. If it's somebody else's house or a hotel or something like that I'm staying in, then I'll bind things. If it's just the place that I'm visiting, I usually don't do anything because even the binding like takes energy and effort and resources. And occasionally things have like followed or whatever, but I typically know how to protect myself better now, so it doesn't usually happen anymore. But again, that's where surrounding yourself, like finding people you can connect with who know the spirit realm, know how to navigate it, is important so that you can get help from them and be safer. So what other questions do you have about it? I would love to answer them. I would love to do more of these podcasts and help kind of help you feel safer and help you just live life more fully and safer, and not be so scared of the unknown. So, you can get a hold of me. There's going to be a lot of urban exploring and the supernatural videos coming out where I'm going to be exploring some lesser known places, like abandoned places or just like lesser known places, caves, graveyards, whatever, where I'll either be by myself or taking friends along, and we'll let you know like what we're experiencing, feeling, seeing spiritually. And so we'll talk about it in those videos as well. But And then I'm going to be talking on Instagram, TikTok, all the places at Bricksenta about all this stuff. If you're trying to get a hold of me, TikTok may not be the best place because my notifications sometimes are kind of crazy there. And my, that's my biggest following, so it's a little bit wild, like the Wild West over there. But YouTube is pretty easy to get a hold of me. I think it's kind of easy to get a hold of me on there. Best bet, though, is probably Instagram. Again, everywhere is at Bricksenta. Instagram is technically Bricksenta Music. So if you have questions, you want to connect, whatever, let me know. I love you so much. Dream big, take action. Bye.